Alrighty then, hold on to your gadgets. After today's tech update, we've got a call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that's just too good to skip. Verizon Wireless may owe you money, but this Monday is the last day you can claim it. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Own a business? Visit netsuite.com/Kim for a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. netsuite.com/Kim. Your claim could be as much as $100. A lawsuit filed in the state of New Jersey claims that Verizon was charging its customers what many thought to be bogus administration fees hidden inside the monthly bill, which made the fees look deceptive. Current and former customers in any state with a Verizon wireless or data plan between January 1, 2016 through November 8, 2023 are eligible. To get the money, you must file for your share and you need to do it this weekend. Start at VerizonAdministrativeChargeSettlement.com. That's VerizonAdministrativeChargeSettlement.com. Verizon set aside $100 million to pay this, and if you're entitled, get your share. That's VerizonAdministrativeChargeSettlement.com. Join 500,000 folks who get tech smart with my free newsletter at GetKim.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now, check out this amazing call from the show. It's a real gem.
Kim? Oh, what a great name that is. In Memphis, Tennessee. Hi there, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
So, what's going on in Memphis?
So I just moved to this area 4 years ago to take care of my elderly parents who've been here their whole lives. And I had a sibling who was already here. He'd gotten here 2 years before me and said that I wasn't needed. But when I came for a visit, I saw pantry moths flying all through their kitchen. Mom was eating moldy food. Dad had dropped down to 115 pounds. And I said, okay, I need to get there. So I quit my job, sold my house, arrived 3 months later, and got busy. And about 6 months after I arrived, my parents decided to quit giving my brother the salary that he had negotiated and quit paying his mortgage.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, I had no idea he had negotiated for any of that because I had asked for nothing and still to this day, 4 years later, have asked for nothing and gotten nothing, although they'd give it if I asked for it. But within 2 weeks of having their money cut off, although I didn't know about it right away, my brother and his 32-year-old daughter started reporting me to various nurses and members of my parents' church and county and state agencies for elder abuse.
Oh, gosh.
So I went online, I bought some recording devices, and I got everything set up to try to record. Most of what I got is audio rather than video because the video was just too difficult for me to do. But what I have now is hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of recordings, and I don't know where to transfer them or put them. The places that I've tried to do it either say, well, your WAV files aren't compatible, or there's too much info on that one, or too much data, or I just don't know how to navigate the site. And the other thing I really need is to be able to organize these and pinpoint them so I can send a link to the attorneys and the elder abuse agencies and say, here you go, without them having to listen to 18 hours.
Right. Yeah. You just want to be able to scope it. What we call scoping, just, you know, send that particular part or that particular day or anything like that. How are you doing the recordings, the audio recordings? Just with microphones, you said?
Well, sometimes it's my phone. Sometimes I had these little clocks that I bought online. I'm not using them anymore because the batteries died, but they have hidden cameras in them. They got great video, but now I've been using these things that look like a Fitbit.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the audio. Okay. First of all, you mentioned WAV files, and those are really big files. You want to save them in Audacity or some audio player as an MP3 file, okay? It's not going to lose any of the degradations, but it's actually going to shrink the file down. You lose the highs and the lows, but for just talk and things like that, you don't necessarily need that. There's another website called Otter. I'm going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at you, okay? Because you're smart. I know you can handle it, all right?
I'm so low tech.
Okay,
I'm writing things down.
But you know what? But if you know what, I will write this up for you. So just listen, okay? Don't write anything down. So what we're going to do is we're going to save the files as MP3s, and then you can upload the MP3s to a private YouTube channel, okay? And so only you have the link, as well as anybody else who you share the link. Anybody else who goes to YouTube, they don't have it. There's a website called otter.ai. You can upload the audio files, and they do a full transcription for you. It's very inexpensive. And the transcription is great. So if you wanted to give a transcription of the audio files, you could do that too. And say if you want the actual audio files, they're available as well. Okay. But I can't stress enough, you need video cameras. Because the video cameras will totally eliminate this whole need, everything that you're doing. And the video will be stored in the cloud. You won't have to do a thing. So you just put the video cameras up. And then they record 24/7. And then if an instance happens, you can go to the cloud account and you can totally get that. So let me write all this up for you. And thank you for being your parents' caregivers, because that's a really hard job. I know firsthand, and you have my complete empathy. And if you don't get our tips already, make sure that you sign up for those. Hey, thanks for hitting play today. You're awesome. If you have questions, shoot them my way. Head over to commando.com and look for that email Kim link. I read every single note like it's a hot, off-the-press tech news alert. Hey, get ahead of the tech game, too. Just sign up for my free daily newsletter. It's just a click away over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.